Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And I have no idea what may be going on there, folks, but obviously something's going on. And we'll just keep going on. We got a little technical difficulties. And, again, it should not be happening, but apparently it is. But aside of that, friends, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, you can do that. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Subscribe to that page. Also, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, you can. It's 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here. We've got a lot to cover here, friends. We just got back in the saddle last night. We got back in from San Diego and Coronado area of Southern California, only to come back, 60 degrees, 57 to be exact in California. And then when we landed, I think it was 21 degrees in Minnesota. Got about an inch or two of snow here. I don't know if that's good for anybody, but it is what it is, and now we can call it Minnesota. So anyways, with that said, we are here. I wanted to highlight some of the things that are going on in the country again. In us particular, we just seen Tom Fitton's organization yesterday is going to take the time to go after the government for all of their illegal censorship that is, in fact, taking place across the boards. People are seeing this. They're beginning to rise up concerning this illegal censorship that's going on in your country. And what we're going to do is we're going to continuously stand up. We're going to get more billboards going. The more they suppress us, we're going to stand up 10 times harder, friends, and oppose them for their illegalities. And it's interesting, Tom Fitton actually highlighted the fact that everything the federal and state government, along with big tech companies, are doing is completely illegal. It's nefarious activity coming from your federal government, friends, that is giving the orders to big tech companies to suppress free speech, your bulwark to freedom. They do not want you to stand up or speak out or protest against them and their crimes that they're committing, friends. They want absolute narrative. They've got 94% of it already, or at least that's what they want us to believe that they have. And they want the rest of the percentage, friends, which would be 6%, so they can have 100% of the narrative. We're not going to stand down on this, friends. Absolutely not. We're beginning to see people across not just the United States, but on a worldwide basis stand up against the illegalities of what federal government is doing. Friends, this is what dictators do, and it's exactly what they're doing. Speaking of which, We have the NewYorkPost.com just highlight the fact that Biden's State Department, it's not Biden's State Department, it's the American People's State Department, paid NewsGuard to tar organizations like ours. Now, I just got another request last week from one of these useful idiots over at NewsGuard. I want you to remember, friends, NewsGuard sells themselves as someone that's vetting misinformation, okay? And they're claiming to be conservatives. And I'm here to tell you once again, friends, the majority of the information that you get that's pushing the narrative, the propaganda narrative, I'm telling you, it's coming from the conservatives of the day. Yesterday's liberals, beware of the information that they're feeding you. To add insult to injury, we have, again, NewsGuard claims to be government funded, but a, or not to be government funded, but a $750,000 grant suggests otherwise. Now, isn't that interesting, folks? They're selling you, NewsGuard, they're selling themselves, I'm sorry, as being those that are watchdogging misinformation, only to find out now, friends, they're no better than Snopes, a CIA-controlled operative in operation. Well, that's exactly what we're finding with NewsGuard as well, taking government grants up to $750,000. It's also interesting to know, friends, when I was questioned by NewsGuard last week, I just took these two articles that I'm highlighting right now on social media platforms, and I threw them back at them, and I said, you have zero credibility. You have zero credibility. So, folks, those that are claiming to be something that they are not, you better pay attention because they are not at all. These fact checkers and all this other nonsense, this came in, friends, during the time that they wanted to begin to suppress free speech, and it's them giving the misinformation, and it's them accusing others of what they're guilty of by censoring them illegally through big tech companies, and they're using organizations like Snopes and CNN fact checkers, if that makes any sense. And now we have NewsGuard amongst the little lot of minions here. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. Also wanted to highlight, Just to show you what you're up against, friends, if it's not the Department of Injustice throwing grandmas in jail now and holding long sentences over their heads for standing up against those that are murdering babies. If you guys all remember Kim Davis, she was the one that refused to issue marriage license to gay couples, okay? The judge just came out. If you want to call them judges, you can. But they're not judges. They're activists. They're social justice warriors sitting on the bench. And my Constitution tells me, friends, in Article 3, Section 1, that they sit during good behavior. And if they don't sit during good behavior, you remove them. Constitutionally, we have that provision, Article 2, Section 4, and then we prosecute them for their crimes against the American people, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Again, the American people have accustomed themselves and conditioned themselves and desensitized themselves now to just suffer the abuse at every given turn. And why, I have no idea, because we're not to suffer their abuses, we're to deal with their unconstitutional abuses. Well, this judge came out and said Kim Davis is ordered to pay $260,000 for refusing to issue marriage license to gay couple. Isn't that interesting? Wow. So the court is mindful that in this case, plaintiffs not only prevailed but obtained the results sought. They sought to vindicate their fundamental right to marry and obtain marriage license, and they did so. I don't know in the Constitution, I don't know under God where he ever gave us the right to violate his law. Wait a second. Charles D. Montesquieu set the record straight. The liberty that we have is the right to do only what his law permits, not the other way around. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theForgeNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We got some numbskulls on live chat again, I can see today. That are kidding themselves and only themselves. If you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting an article by what they call Christian Post. That's another outlet, friends, you need to be careful of. Okay? A lot of propaganda coming out of the Christian Post. But I want you to pay attention to the fact that Kim Davis was just ordered to pay $260,000 for refusing to issue marriage license to gay couple. There's no such thing as a gay couple, okay? Ask them. It's not even about them marrying each other. It's about the government and the mainstream media using the sodomites, which is a felonious activity throughout every state in our union. It's about using them as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution. That's what it's for. That's exactly what it's for. And that's what they're being used for. And these ignoramuses don't take the time to realize that they're being used again and again and again and again under their own demise. Scripture's clear in the book of Psalms. Those that dig the pit, will they themselves fall into it? And it's exactly right. Now, if you want to go back and listen to what John Adams said about it, he said that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious Christian people, and it is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So where does this say? Judge, I'm just curious. I want someone to begin to answer these questions for me because the mainstream media wants you and me to believe that they speak for us. The same thing with corruption in the halls of government. And I think of Article 6, Section 2, which is the Supremacy Clause. I think about the fact that we're established on common law, God's Torah. He's the one that tells us what's right and what's wrong, and we're to condemn the wicked and justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And then I think of Article 2, Section 3, where tells us that those that serve we the people in any capacity in government, they are to faithfully execute the laws found within. I'm kind of curious to know, if anybody can answer this, I'd greatly appreciate it. I'm curious to know where it is that they're creating these said laws to condemn the righteous and to justify the wicked. 1-866-582-9933. I just highlighted the fact that one of these sodomites is rejoicing, saying that, you know, Kim needs to pay the $246,000. The $2,046,026.40 in attorney's fees, an additional $14,058.30 in other expenses. I'm trying to figure out where she's supposed to pay for those that are violating the law. She should be praised for what she is doing right now. And she is in heaven, and she is by the righteous. But the fact of the matter is that the said judge sits there, tells her what she's doing is completely illegal. We have the sodomites praising this response from this said activist that's sitting on the bench who has no business being there, and says they sought to vindicate their fundamental right to marry and obtain a marriage license, and they did so. I just want somebody to answer the question for me in the mainstream media and in federal and state government. I want you to tell me where it is that they extracted or they derived their rights from to go ahead and break God's moral law. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you have a government that has gone rogue. That's exactly what you have. And Americans, it's if you want to know where the fault lies, it lies at the feet of the American people that have allowed these individuals to incrementally violate the law, tear down the law, and recreate it in their own devilish image. It's nobody else's fault, period. I mean, this last week I was talking about in California and in Arizona, first Arizona, then California, when I was highlighting an article from an African president who said gay people bring curse on nations. Folks, what does Scripture say? Well, here, let me ask you this. For all those that would condemn what he just got done saying, let me ask you the question. Why is it a felony in the United States of America to commit the act of sodomy? There's the first question. The burden of proof is on them, not on me. Not on you Americans, but on those that serve we the people. Okay? Where is it that they have found the right to violate God's moral law? I want them to answer the question. And when this guy says gay people bring curses on nations, he said, by the way, and they should be stoned in stadiums, okay? That's what he said. I just want to go back again to Scripture to see what it says. Because one thing that we do know is wherever the sodomites take over, friends, they absolutely, everything they touch turns into a curse. Why? Because it's a violation of God's moral law. In the spirit, friends, the law is always perpetual. It's always at work. Doing what? Exposing the crime for what it is. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. And they're reaping the corruption of their choices. And what is the end of their sin, friends? Death. Does it bring a curse? Absolutely. What brings forth death? The end of sin. Romans 6:23. It's interesting to note that when you read Leviticus 18:22. Leviticus 18:22. I thought I had it pulled up here. I want to read the whole scripture. And what does it say? It says in Leviticus 18:22, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination." And when you read the rest of it, it says, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman is an abomination." And it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. And I want to go ahead and finish that. The Lord calls it an abomination. Okay, I'm just looking at different translations. And they're all, of course, saying the same exact thing, friends. Because, again, we know that it brings a curse, right? In one translation, the NLT, it calls the crime not an abomination, but it's detestable. Of course it is. And then when you look at the new CV, it says it's a hateful crime. Of course it's a hateful crime. And has anybody taken the time to pay attention to the crimes that these sodomites are responsible for? I know they don't. I know the bad guys don't like me telling you the truth, friends. But again, I'm not here to appease the bad guys. I'm here to glorify my Father. And the only way to do that is to preach the word faithfully, regardless if the devils like it or not, because they have the opportunity to repent as well. And they're not going to find mercy from me in their sin, friends. My mercy to them is this: repent while you have time to do it. There's your mercy right there. And I'm not going to hold on to your reproach. In other words, the things that you fail to repent for and you want to throw them on me, and then in turn you want me to pretend with you. I'm not that guy. I'll never be that guy. I just wanted to make clear that you all understand that. If you look at social media platforms right now, I just asked you the question, what are they responsible for? Where recent crimes that have been committed, we found that the COS shooter identified as a non-binary, speaking of the sodomites, the reprobates, which means abandoned to their own sin. The Denver shooter, he identified it as a trans. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. And these are all young people that are being raised up by criminals that you're allowing to raise up these young people. The Aberdeen shooter identified as a trans. I don't know if you're aware of that, friends. The Nashville shooter identified as a trans. Philly shooter identified as a cross-dresser, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, and the Perry shooter identified as a TBA. Friends, they make things up as they go, and what people don't realize is if you let these people continue on, you might want to look at history to understand the crimes that they are responsible for, and if you want to look at Genesis 18 and 19, then maybe you can understand as to why the Lord judged Sodom and Gomorrah. And until we want to get back to the Word of God, friends, we're going to continuously allow the curse to come upon us. And it's exactly what's happening. It's exactly what's happening. The Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. And I also think of Mr. Addison, a famous preacher, quote, when he said, "He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back." Whenever you allow, advocate for, as you stand by, as an accomplice concerning crimes that God condemns, and you do nothing to put a stop to it in condemning the crime, you need to understand that the Lord will judge not just those that are committing the crime, but also those that advocate or those that are accomplices to the crime that stand back and tolerate the crime. My goodness, friends, you want to know why countries are judged? It's because the countries tolerate the crimes of the few. And there you have it, America. And there you have it. Well, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a hard break here, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to highlight some of the other stuff going on here. I also want to play one of the videos that I was going to try to play for you while I was in California. With that said, I'm capable and I have the access now and all the apparatus to actually play this out for you, so I'm going to play it on the other side. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this hard break.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. In battle, Democratic New Jersey's Senator Bob Menendez took to the Senate floor Tuesday, speaking out on the federal corruption charges against him. The senator says the timing of the charges demonstrates the bias of the prosecutors.
The United States Attorney's Office is engaged not in a prosecution, but a persecution.
Senator Menendez has been charged with bribery, fraud, and acting as an Egyptian foreign agent, along with accepting gifts from Qatar's government and helping a New Jersey developer secure millions of dollars in investments from Qatar. The next NASA moon missions are being pushed back about a year due to some technical problems discovered in recent testing. On Tuesday, the U.S. Space Agency announced the planned delays for the Artemis II and Artemis III missions. Artemis II will be a mission to take four astronauts on a journey in the moon's orbit. Artemis 3 will be an attempt to put humans back onto the lunar surface. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tell me it's not true. No way. Yep. Here's another one of those. You know, you just really got to laugh. It's like, you know what? I'm in the position now where nothing literally surprises me anymore. You know, I feel like putting up a billboard right now that just, that asks the question, what is it that the American people won't put up with? What is it that they won't stand up against? I'm sorry. What is it that they won't stand up against? Because I'm telling you, man, or should I say will stand up against? I mean, you can put a question mark to all three things that I said concerning as to how you may hear what I'm saying. What is it? Why is it that the people are more apt to suffer the abuse than to right themselves, the wrongs, and those that are doing and perpetuating the crimes against people that are suffering? Ah, my goodness. Look at this. NRA's executive VP Wayne LaPierre resigns amongst what? His turbulent tenure, his financial mismanagement and corruption. Remember we took the time, and I'm sure Tim has done it too as well, on the morning show there on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, that the NRA has been compromising the Second Amendment since day one. And then we took the time to highlight Wayne LaPierre and his resignation. As a matter of fact, I want to show this to you on social media platforms. his home, if you haven't seen it, and if you want to know why he's under mismanagement, misappropriations, and his scandal, well, that's all you have to do is go ahead and look at his home. This is the guy that's trying to convince you that he's looking out for you and the Second Amendment, friends. Look at that $6 million mansion. Now, I have no problem with capitalism, friends, but I do when people use capitalism for their own private gains. And obviously, that's why he's in trouble right now, is because, again, misappropriation of funds and his mismanagement. Well, go ahead and take a look at his house, friends. It's mismanagement. No, we know where that money's going. It does not take a genius to figure this out. I remember some time ago, and I'm thinking about 10, 12 years ago, I was called to a meeting by Bishop Harry Jackson at the RNC in Washington, D.C., and Wayne LaPierre was one of the speakers. And after he got done speaking, everybody gave him a standing ovation, and I'm thinking, what the heck is going on here? For real. Glenn Beck was there, too. And he got a standing ovation, and I'm thinking, what? Why are you people giving these guys standing ovations? I mean, both of them are millionaires. You're giving them your money. I mean, this is how people are completely blindsided concerning concerning the downfall of their lives, their countries, first and foremost, their souls. This is what happens, folks. This is what history looks like. Repeating itself, what it looks like, friends. Just take a look around. Why? Because people don't take the time to go back to the old past and Jeremiah 6:16 and study the word and show themselves approved unto God. 2 Timothy 2:15. No, they don't want any of that. They want to keep following the flesh and they keep reaping the curse. And they wonder why history is repeating itself. When I was in California, I highlighted this. 17 million deaths from the COVID vax. This was Brett Weinstein. Okay, I guess he was on Tucker Carlson. Hey, folks, I guess better late than never, huh? Interesting how, isn't that interesting how old CIA connected Tucker Carlson that's making millions, hundreds of millions of dollars off of your ignorance? It's great that he's coming out 3 years after 17 million people are now dead from the COVID vax. Oh, man, thanks, Tucker. Totally appreciate it. Totally appreciate it every step of the way. I wanted to piggyback that topic with this. Dennis Rancourt, there was no pandemic. Of course there wasn't. COVID-19 vaccines are a toxic substance. How many times do we need to be told by doctors what he just said? How many times does these obvious answers that are coming to the surface, Luke 12:2, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hidden that shall not be made known. How many times do we need to see the facts? How many times do we need to see the stats? How many crimes do these people need to commit before the people finally respond to their crimes? I guess it's still not enough, even while we're being invaded by illegals in the hundreds of thousands. Isn't this insane? This is the country that you now live in. And why is it that people don't respond? Because they're not grateful for what they have. I mean, again, let's call it for what it is. It's the truth. If they really understood what went into their country, do you think they'd stand back and watch other men desecrate the honor of those that fought blood and died to give it to us? Absolutely not. And taking that to the spiritual, we would live unto him who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15. So this is what I want to do. I want to go over to a piece that I tried to highlight yesterday, but I couldn't because there was no sound in California. But I want you to check this out the day before, forgive me. But I want you to check this out. This is the world leaders who refused the vaccination. Check this out, folks.
This is Jovenel Moïse, former president of Haiti, was assassinated July 7th, 2021. This is John Magufuli, the former president of Tanzania, who died March of 2021. This is Hamed Bakayoko, the former president of the Ivory Coast, died March of 2021.
Because they all refuse to vaccinate their people.
Nkurunziza, former president of Burundi. He died June of 2020. This is Ambrose Dlamini, the former president of Swaziland. Died in December of 2020. This is Andry Rajoelina, the president of Madagascar, who recently over...
All leaders of their country, all leaders of their countries, friends, that were killed, murdered, because they refused to vaccinate their own people.
Came an attempt of assassination on his life. And if you're asking yourself...
So there you have it again. Mainstream media tell you anything about that? Absolutely not. Totalitarianism, friends, is a government by force. This is what's happening. What angle of your life is not under attack, friends? What angle? The other day I highlighted the fact that we have Amish people that are totally off the grid, that are being raided by the feds. Unconstitutional alpha organizations raiding Amish people who are completely off the grid for doing what? Growing their own food. Hey, folks, it's interesting if people would think this through. I want you to think about this because yesterday, while we were going to be illegally vetted by the TSA at the airport in San Diego, it was interesting to note that during the time that they were doing that, our borders were completely wide open to invasion by the same federal government that is vetting us illegally in a violation of our Fourth Amendment. It was also interesting to note, folks, that every single one of the TSA agents, okay, which is completely illegal, it's a violation of your Fourth Amendment, every single one of them was foreign. Every one of them. Matter of fact, when you go through the San Diego, which is one of my favorite airports, but when you go through the airport now, friends, why don't you try to find an American restaurant? Do you not understand Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, friends? Because we're in it. We're in it right now. We're absolutely in it right now. You are being overtaken, purposed, okay? Not by the bad guy, but by the Lord. That said, he would judge you if you failed to keep his commandments, statutes, and judgments. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. It's what he said. The bad guys are not in charge. They've just been given power to go ahead and have their way with you because you refuse to obey the Lord. Period. I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to keep telling the people why you're in trouble. That's why you're in trouble. Okay? You know what's worse is you guys all seen Nikki Haley. She's a total globalist. I told you before. When at the RNC back in 2012, I believe it was, in Tampa, she had a very, very strange aura about her. She was very creepy. And all the conservatives were sitting there praising her. And, of course, I'm the black sheep. I'm the guy that doesn't go along with it. I'm the guy that stands on the outside. And I guess by discernment, right, the Lord gives me the discernment to see what I'm dealing with. Not always to the very detail, but most of the time he does. But in this particular case, it was like, let the Lord bring her to the light. And he did. And she's one of the individuals right now, the globalist that's running for the presidency of the United States of America, handpicked. Right? What's interesting, friends, is Nikki Haley came out, and she also said that we are a country of immigrants. Haley, a first-generation American, claimed in the footage, parroting the frequent leftist talk, as they called it, that compares third-world human traffickers and narco-terrorists and others invading America's southern border to settlers who tamed the wild frontier and built it in its place, the most advanced nation in the world's history. She said these people that are wanting to come into America, they want to come here for a better life too. Good, then do it legally. Why are your federal, why are your state, government said representatives, why are they alluring them in illegally if they want good citizens in America? Because the minute they cross the border illegally, they're going to commit more crime when they get into America. And that's what I'm ready to show you in just a moment here. But what's interesting is Haley wants you to know that you need to quit disrespecting all of these illegals coming into America. She said, they're not criminals. Don't be so disrespectful to the illegals coming into America. Well, remember, friends, it's federal and state government alluring them in. That's working hand in glove in this alliance of hell, Isaiah 28, verse 18, that Nikki Haley's talking about.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Highlight and go back to concerning what I was just talking about with Nikki Haley. It's interesting. She, like DeSantis and every other governor throughout the United States of America, are all advocating for the same things. DeSantis just picked up on the globalist agenda. DeSantis was just in Israel not too long ago signing on to hate legislation. In Israel, Jerusalem, are you people kidding me? You still haven't seen this for what it is? Okay, let's just pretend along with them. But you can see they're not pretending. They just expect you to pretend with them, right? But what I wanted to highlight is the fact, going back to Nikki Haley, is she's saying that illegal aliens are not criminals, and Americans should stop disrespecting them. Notice how, and I guess, again, a question mark is in order here. Have you ever taken the time to pay attention to the fact that the mainstream media's useful idiots and corrupt politicians are constantly controlling the narrative and driving it forward? But what's worse is when you have a said individual running for the presidency of the United States of America, just ignore the other 1,000 that are being ignored. Check out ballotpedia.com, and you'll see the other 1,000 other presidential candidates that are being completely ignored by the mainstream media. But what should be bothersome to all of you, friends, is how they're working together to overthrow who you are. Nikki Haley is telling you as they're creating domestic insurrection, her, along with the mainstream media's useful idiots, that you need to be respectful to those that are breaking the law, to those that are coming into the United States of America. Do you remember just last week, I played a video and I told you this was coming? And sure enough, it's coming. We're here now. But the New York Police Department is searching for a man who came. He was a Mexican dude from the southern border who came into New York, and he attacked her in broad daylight. I played that video for you. Another one that was just highlighted on sonsoflibertymedia.com is two Mohammeds, again, bringing their culture in with them. One of them, a Syrian refugee, raped a woman in Brooklyn. Now, if you look at the article, friends, I highlight the crimes of the illegals, and it's just a short compilation of what we have been noticing concerning the illegals since they've come into America. But again, I also want you to remember, friends, that they're the ones that are being allured in by your said representatives. And I'm saying that on purpose. Bradley, why do you keep saying it? Because you need to hear it. This isn't a foreign enemy doing to us what's happening through our said representatives. Okay? And the best that you've got is not putting a stop to any of this nonsense, friends.
What's happening?
They're just putting on more shows. That's all they're doing. Just putting on another show in hopes of appeasing you. Nothing more and nothing less. Okay? So I just appended that to the Rumble feed on comments section if you'd like to go ahead and check that out. Also wanted to show you this because this is brand new information. The entire New York City high school goes temporarily virtual to make room for roughly 2,000 illegal immigrants. Do you hear me? Boy, New York's under attack, too. I want to tell you why, because New York, you turned the wrong direction. Oh, and it's not just New York. It's all of us. We're in it together. Look it carefully. Entire New York City high school goes temporarily virtual to make room for roughly 2,000 illegal immigrants. Hey, but folks, the politicians want you to respect them. Just disrespect them, okay? And also do your best just to overlook the fact that over the weekend, two migrants, illegal aliens that came into America in New York City got into a fight and one killed another one. That's how they're making entry into America. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Okay? And while you're being appeased again by the conservatives of the day, Fox News and others, Mayorkas admits Border Patrol releases over 85% of illegal immigrants into the United States of America. And let me kind of turn this a little bit. You know why this is happening? Because the American people believe that there's nothing they can do about the likes of corruption in these agencies. The agencies that Mayorkas heads up, it's an unconstitutional agency. And this guy's been busted how many times lying to the American people? What have the good guys done to him, friends? They make videos. Like Fox News' Jesse Matters just this last week put together a compilation making fun of Joe Biden. Well, I'm here to tell you, Mr. Controlled Operative, the joke's on you. You're making jokes while your country's being overthrown. That would tell me that you're on the same team. Yep. That's the definition of controlled operatives, friends. Just give the illusion that they're on your side. I want to play this video for you. This is an Iranian. He's at a Phoenix migrant faculty. And he's caught. Well, I guess there's other things here to play. I'm just going to play this first one for you. This is an Iranian illegal alien telling reporters to prepare for jihad. It's crazy, folks. You need to live. If you want peace, prepare for war. You got to live your whole life that way. All the more now. If you want peace, prepare for war. We should live that way every breath that we take. If you want peace, prepare for war. Because it's just a matter of time. And a lot of these guys, they're coming in, and I believe that, yes, they're paid provocateurs, they're paid operatives to get the people's dander up, so on and so forth. So they remind you of the little boy that cries wolf and nothing ever happens. Well, hey, folks, incrementally it's happening. Okay, so if it comes in incrementally, regardless, it's still happening. You still need to deal with it incrementally then. And I'm telling you how you can do it. People just don't want to respond in such a fashion. Because, again, they go back and resort to what they've been told. There's nothing we can do about it. Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you what. The bad guys have conditioned the masses to settle. Right? It's like teaching a dog to only go so far, but don't cross that line. Yep, you're the dogs. You're the ones that they've been testing, and you're passing the test concerning as to how you have been trained. You know, the fact of the matter is, if you put this into lawful perspective, they don't have the right to do it in the first place, but you've been conditioned to allow them to do it because there's not enough of you to actually put a stop to it. And I'm not talking for overthrow, friends. I'm talking, again, for reformation. But again, if you want to deal with all of this, that's all you have to do, folks, is impeach and prosecute. All the way from the top to the bottom, because once that starts to happen, that domino effect starts to take place, it's going to put a chill up every single one of their spines. And they're not going to be going around with a whore's brazen forehead acting the way that they're acting out. They're acting out because they rest assured, friends, they trust that you're going to do absolutely nothing about their crimes. I want you to listen to this guy.
Be afraid, because all of these people in China, military age, India, military, even myself, I'm military. And there's a question is coming up in here.
An Iranian dude.
Question. If an incident between U.S. and China occur in Taiwan, what these people do? Are they come side of the U.S. or they take China's side? Don't know. And no one's know.
What was the route you took from Iran?
Come to Turkey, and Turkey to Mexico, Mexico to...
Listen to his language, friends. Does he sound like he's from Iran?
A terrorist from doing the same thing?
Nothing. Exactly, nothing.
That's scary.
Real scary. I'm telling you, friend, if you see Europe, the people, politician in Europe is sleeping now. Don't be offended, but Joe Biden is sleeping at the moment.
It's terrible.
It's far more than terrible. Not for U.S., for the all of the world. Just look at the world. We have three war. We have sanction. We have a recession in the entire planet. Everyone say I'm wrong, but if you like it or not, if a recession come in U.S., there will like an epidemic, a pandemic comes in all the countries, and Joe Biden is doing this. It's not good.
So Trump was better. You want Trump back in office?
Okay, so I'm not going to go down that road, folks, because if Trump did his job, these illegals wouldn't be coming in because there's no wall that he promised to build. And furthermore, he said he's going to drain the swamp. Did he deal with Joe Biden? Nope. Not at all. Not at all. Someone's talking about impeachment right now, and of course it comes up in an objective fashion. We have no attorney. Oh, okay, well, why do you impede your own way? Why don't you, instead of making excuses as to why you don't get the job done, why don't you talk yourself out of the excuses to get the job done? I just appended to the bottom of that page. Impeachment process. You don't need an attorney for impeachment. Love you by what we do. Talk to you tomorrow. 1 John 3:18.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.